Hello, guys, and welcome to the latest edition of the Black Spin Global Podcast. I'm Eugene.
And I'm Lucy.
And yeah, guys, welcome to the latest edition. We are here on Zoom, taking it back, going back, Lucy,
Yes, I
to
mean this.
how it originally was.
Yeah, I mean this is the only way if we want to post more. So we're not done with the studio. We'll still be doing studio. Just be a mix of studio and Zoom moving forward,
I like
just
that. I
so
like that
that,
clarification. I like that.
just so that we can post more podcasts because yeah, it's kind of hard with doing it just once a month. It's not
Yeah.
it.
We're missing out on a lot of well, a lot of the action, which isn't good.
Yeah, which
So
yeah. I mean, although we keep you guys updated on socials and follow us there if
true.
you don't, we do need to, be ha to have more of the audio podcast there.
Exactly. Yeah. How are you doing, Lucy? Because it's been a minute, since we've actually caught up as well.
I'm okay. I'm
Yeah,
not gonna lie, I'm pushing through in it. So if I'm sounding off, I do apologize. I am trying. But yeah, in it just work, pod, tennis, lots of tennis. That Madrid Open was long as F. Let's just get that out of the
two
way.
weeks, which we'll talk about.
Unnecessarily. Well, yeah, we'll talk about it in details, but yeah.
But
What about you?
no, same. Just we're coming off the back of a bank holiday here in the UK, so it was eventful. So I'll leave it there. But yeah, let's get into it, man. So since we've been away, a lot has happened, which is
Yeah,
great.
good
We've had
stuff.
two title winners. So let's go with Ben Shelton first in Houston, picking up
Yes.
his second ATP Tour title. And he beat Francis Tiafoe, his compatriot and friend, in the final. And like you said, that's obviously, well, it's a month ago now.
Yeah.
Just yeah, it was a minute ago. But a great week, obviously, for Ben. And just he continues to kind of just trend in the right direction in terms of his ranking. I think at one I say at one point, I'm gonna say a week after winning that Houston title, he was the number one American for a week. And then obviously Taylor Fritz won that back. But again, just he's doing just all the right things, man. It's just very, very good to see. I don't know what you want to kind of add to that in terms of Shelton and his game.
Yeah, he played some really good tennis. A lot of his matches were kind of like long, to be fair, at Houston. I think all of them went into three sets. And yeah, obviously he was a top seed there as well. And for him to beat someone who won the title last year, that was pretty big. And you could
Yeah.
see that, and on top of that, you can see that Francis really wanted that win, especially him joking around during the speech and stuff. Obviously, yeah, that they're bros, so it's nothing serious, but you are a competitor, you do want to win, whether it is someone that you're close to or not. And you could tell that that meant a lot to Francis, especially that he's had a couple of rocky, he had a rocky couple of months and stuff, but Shelton just did his thing, man. Like his serves were great, he was moving great. I've said last year, this is a very unpopular opinion, but I said last year that if this guy, all this guy needs is more experience, it's going to be a problem on clay. Like I said it so many times. Some people still call me crazy, but I'm still going to stand with what I believe. I generally think, like a lot, I remember like people saying that he has a better game on grass, which I think his father went far in. And speaking of his dad, that's the win was just such a bittersweet moment because his dad won the same title. The first year like that event came out as well. So it was such a like a nice thing. You know, he was at home.
There was a bit of confusion with that as well, because when I looked at the past winners, I think the first event there in terms of ATP, it was Melvi Washington that won it. But then it was rebranded or renamed.
Hence why there was that confusion. Yeah, because
Exactly.
some people went back and checked. They were like, oh no, that's not true. And then it was literally, I mean, it was even like a picture with the year with
Yeah, and
Shelton and
they
his
had,
dad.
which is
So
cool. Yeah, really cute.
yeah, so it is such a nice thing. Like the win meant even more. But Yeah, like I was saying, his dad went far in at Wimbledon years ago. So I think a lot of people already just, I believe, quote unquote, lazily just say, oh yeah, he's gonna do well in grass. I'm not saying that Shelton's game is not great in grass, it still is, but I think he can go further in clay. You know, he has power, he has movement, he is a great athlete on top of that as well. So that was a nice moment. I think that was like the first time we've had two, African American
Yeah, in a final.
in a final. So it was a massive moment. It was a really great moment. It's just unfortunate that a lot of fans actually couldn't watch the match.
Wow, yeah, that's a good point too. Well, in America anyway, which is
In
crazy.
America, it was
Yeah.
crazy. Like, I had to post on the story asking, hey, where can people watch this match? And again, it goes back to a rant that I had on the pod a couple months ago, where it's like in 2024, we really should not be struggling to watch match, especially for Americans. Like, yeah, fair enough. I'm gonna take it there, but if it was two white Americans that were in the final, they would have found a way to pull that to be showing. Sorry, I went there. I really went there. Because
Damn.
it makes really no sense. Yes, don't get me wrong, I totally understand the whole viewership thing, whoever owns it, which platform owns it, blah blah blah. But you have two Americans in an American tournament. Why are we as a you as UK people trying to figure out how to watch it for the US people? Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, people were
That's
going through
crazy.
loopholes to watch it. So that's my theory of the day. You guys know every pod, I will bring you a theory.
So Lucy will drop something, of course.
Yes, but shout out
That's
to Shelton and Francis.
no, big time. And I like what you said as well, how you started in terms of like how he was the top seed, because yeah, that's like added pressure. And we kind of
Facts.
saw where was it that he played earlier in the year? It was an indoor event anyway, and I think he was top seed then. He got knocked out in the quarterfinals, I want to say, because there's a different like weight of expectation, like. In well, when you're seeded, and that's just from the outside looking in. Like, I don't know.
I think it was the Dallas Open. I think it was that third
That's
seed
it,
or something
Dallas.
like
That's
that.
it. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
it
Which is
was third
indoors.
seed. He lost to the semifinals.
So it's like to be now the top seed at an event where, I mean, like you said, his matches, I think he played, so I've got the one down here, he played three set matches. And the quarter final against Brandon Nakashima, that was a straight sets win. But yeah, the others were all three set wins. So it
Yeah,
was
but even that, it
Zizou.
was a tie break thing. The second
Yeah,
set was a tie
Zizou
break, yeah.
Bergs, Zizou, oh, with Nakashima, exactly.
Yeah, Nakashima,
But and just on TFO as well, kind of going around a bit. But
yeah.
yeah, there's been kind of change in his camp. So he's no longer with Diego Maiano as well, which was kind of announced, I want to say, just after Houston,
Yeah, it was, yeah.
because you kind of noticed, well, I noticed anyway that yeah, Diego wasn't in the camp in terms
To be
of
fair, last year his coach wasn't at Houston either.
true. Wayne wasn't there.
So that's why I didn't read too much into it. I was
It's a
like,
good
okay,
point.
maybe he's just doing the same thing. But yeah, they're not working together anymore.
That's a good point. So yeah, currently Francis is his, well, he's coachless. Like there isn't a coach like that he's traveling with. Obviously he's got his hitting partner and like his team. I think he's a fitness coach, which is always like quite kind of seen with. So we don't know what this kind of coaching arrangement is for Francis as of yet.
As of yet. So don't believe anything that you guys are reading out there, guys, because we did see something, and
We did.
we did go out of our way to see, hey, is this true?
To
And
clarify,
yeah,
yeah,
to clarify.
exactly.
So unless you're seeing anything from Francis himself or from the ATP or shit, maybe you never know from us even. Yeah,
It's not no, it's
don't
not no shit,
believe.
maybe. It's like we're a credible source,
Yeah,
Lucy.
we're
Like,
incredible.
let's
No,
come
I
on.
know. That's what I'm saying. But it's just that because there was so many fake stuff like
No,
going
I
around
know.
and stuff, it was just like, yeah, so don't
Yeah.
believe. No coaching news for now. But yeah, I hope he sorts that out soon because I really want to see Francis back at the top of his game again.
100%, yeah.
So yeah.
And I again, you kind of mentioned it as well with Shelton during his victory speech, like the way he was I love the fact that he acknowledged TFO in terms of like the way he's been putting on for the past, well, since he's really been on tour, but like since he's broken into that top 20, and just being like that face for like black tennis in terms of like being at the top level. And it was just a really nice moment. And like I just thought, yeah, like we did actually say to Ben, like, well done for like saying that, because it's important for that to kind of be heard. So yeah, man, a really, really nice moment. And hopefully there's more of that to come in terms of more all black finals on the men's side.
Facts, facts.
On the women's side now, shouts out to Sloane Stephens. I've got
Hey.
here her seventh WTA tour title. I want to make sure that's correct.
I believe so, yeah.
I think it is seven, isn't it? And yeah, that was it indoors in Rennes in France.
Ren, yeah. Sorry, that was her eighth title.
See, love that. So her eighth title, her first on, well, her first indoors and her first on red clay. So she'd won in Charleston, I think in 2016 or 2017.
Which
Obviously,
is crazy
Charleston
to think because
is green clay.
Stevens on clay.
I know exactly. Yeah, she, I think she's pretty much said it's her favorite surface.
It is her favorite surface, and she
Yeah.
plays the most amazing tennis like ever. I mean, at the end of the day, whether it happened years ago or not, she was in a Grand Slam final, a French
Indeed.
Open for that. And we were really close to bagging it. That says it all. But yeah, it's really, really surprising when you just hear it like that. Like in my head, I'll be thinking I mean, she is a hardcore Grand Slam,
Champ,
Oh,
indeed.
champ. So it is what it is. But yeah, because of how well she plays on clay, like I didn't even think of it like that. But yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like that run in Rouen, like she beat some big players. So
She did.
it was Peyton Stearns' compatriot in the first round, and that was a three set win. And then she won in straight sets for the next three matches. So round of 16 against Caroline Pliskova, that was a straight sets win, 3-2. She's got a really good head-to-head record against Pliskova. And then Yu Yuan of China, who was the fourth seed. Again, that was a straight set, 6-2, 6-2 victory. And then in the semi-finals, I was most impressed with this one. So this was against Caroline Garcia, the second seed. And that was a 3-2 win. And yeah, important to mention, Stevens was the sixth seed in Rouen as well. And she also admitted during her victory speech, so she beat, it was Magdalenette in the final of Poland, which was a three setter. Like she won the first set 6-1, and then you thought, okay, she's going to cruise this. Lynette takes the second set 6-2, and then yeah, Sloane closes the third 6-2. But yeah, during the victory speech, it was quite funny. She said that yeah, she wasn't actually looking to play in Rouen. Like it was a last minute decision, which was quite
Because
funny.
I think this is their first time.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's been around, but it's the first time it's an upgraded event. So it was a
Right, got it.
125, but now it's been upgraded to a
It's a
250.
250. Got it.
So, and obviously, yeah, Osaka, she played it as well. She was knocked
She
out in the
did.
first round. I think it was Martina Trevisan that beat her. But yeah, man, it's just great to see Stevens like back in the winner's circle. And put here as well, she had the Darian King in her coach's corner, which it's been like a off and on kind of arrangement. Obviously Kamal Murray is her like official coach, but yeah, Darian King has also been there as well, like over the past couple of years now, actually, off and on. So, and obviously he's still an ATP tour player himself. But yeah, I always love seeing like black coaches in the corners. I just love
Facts.
that. And it's again, we should mention to show you how long we haven't been on for a minute. Stevens also won a doubles title in Charleston with Aisling Kruger, fellow American. And that was her first doubles title as well on the WTA tour, which I found quite crazy. So yeah, she's clearly in a very good place at the moment, Sloane, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, during that tournament, she was doing really well. Like her errors were like the lowest that I've seen in a while. Her serves were like amazing. Yeah, she was playing really well. Great movement, great serves. And she had like a really good defense. Like against like Lynette and stuff. And it's funny because it's like she was basically trying to beat Lynette like at her own game type of thing. So Lynette was trying to do so many things to, like get Stevens out and stuff and just make her like run and everything. But it's like you're doing this with a player that has amazing defense. It's not going to work. You have to come and think of something different. So whatever Stevens was trying to do to her, Lynette was trying to do it back. But the difference is that the level of athleticism and the level of like how much she's great at actual the sport itself, like the
Just
tennis itself,
skill,
just
yeah,
made
outright
her, yeah,
skill, yeah.
exactly. But then Lynette was trying to do a little bit different on the second set, hence why she ended up like winning that set. But I knew from the way she was playing throughout that tournament that like, she was definitely gonna bag that. I think that
Yeah.
first set of that final, she had like a 72% first serves and like six unforced errors. Like
Damn.
it was crazy. Like she was playing really, really well. So yeah, she deserved that title at the end of the day. So yeah, it was great to see, honestly.
It's nice to see as well, like, because now she's her ranking went up a bit in terms of, I think she went up maybe three or four spots, because it was only a 250. But yeah, for Rome, for instance, which we'll talk about later on, she's seeded now at Rome, so she'll have a bye into the second round, and it's just nice to see, because that's not been the case for her for a while, because her ranking's been like, I want to say like in the 40s or
Yeah,
like, yeah,
she's
low
35 right
30s.
now.
Yeah, so I think she's the 31st seed in Rome, and considering how she does now and up until the French, like, she'll probably be seeded for the French Open too, which would be great for her. We should also mention too, like, she's going to be joining the podcast space. I don't know if you've seen
Yeah,
that.
I saw that. I saw that. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I feel like these are the type of things that kind of help the sport in general,
100%,
anyways.
100%, exactly.
Stevens is so marketable. She knows her stuff. Like I love her Q&As on IG. Like she's actually like an interesting person.
Yeah, exactly.
And I
And
feel like in
she keeps
tennis,
it real.
she keeps it real on top of that. And I feel like in tennis, we have a lot of players that are interesting. Like I don't believe in the whole like tennis players are boring personally. I
No,
feel like
definitely
they're
not.
interesting. I just feel like they don't put it out there. They don't show their face. They don't, and it might be for multiple reasons. That's their own. But I'm really happy to see that Stevens is doing that. And one thing I like about Stevens is well, she likes to connect with the fans. She likes to interact with like people, hence why she does a Q&A so often. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I read that her well, she used to do it a little bit more often, but like the blog stuff and everything. So, yeah, it's gonna be like good content because I was gonna say something, but I'm not. But I'm looking forward for Stevens anyway. That's it. That's enough. Is enough shade for the
It's
queen.
a sincerely slow. I mean, obviously not shade on Sloane,
Oh
but
no, not
yeah,
shade on Sloane. Oh,
of
not shade on
course, of
Sloane.
course.
It's just that yeah, not shade on
But
Sloane at all. This is a Sloane stan account.
facts. You can look out for, or you can listen out to Sloane's pod. I think it's Sincerely Sloane on the Interrupted Network, and
I
I think
think it's gonna
the first episode drops on the 13th,
17th.
Monday the
17th.
13th of May, I've got here.
Okay.
So yeah, look out for that, and obviously, yeah, just keep an eye on Sloane's like socials for like more info on that. Should we get into Rome? I'm from Rome, Madrid,
Ugh.
the tournament that ne never wanted to end.
That tournament did not want to end. That tournament, everyone was injured. That tournament was just Madrid is just, I don't know, man. I don't know. But then I remember I was saying is the tournament's director, Karma from last year. Then again, he still got the money. So
Feli Lopez. What do you mean karma? From what?
don't you remember the whole sexist thing that he was doing? Did he
Oh,
was did that happen? Yeah.
the
That guy was getting cooked and he did not care. He was tweeting about football the next day, I'm telling
Stop
you.
it.
So, yeah, boy, the Madrid has no business being that long. I'm so sorry. If out of all of those clay tournaments, Rome should be longer than Madrid, as long as Madrid, if you're going to pick one. I
Yeah,
don't
but
want, I don't,
I think Rome is, though. Rome is
I
also like a
don't,
two
actually,
week.
no, actually, to be fair, none of these need to be 2 weeks. Wrap it up. 1 week. Let's go. Come on, man. Like, it's
I thought you were a
too
fan of
damn
tennis,
long.
Lucy. Like, what's
I am
going
a fan
on?
of tennis, but it makes no sense. All these, why are these other tournaments are being, what is it so special about Madrid and Rome for them to be keeping it 2 weeks? But what?
I hear you.
Madrid was dragging.
Do you know,
Dra but I think the reason why we felt it more is because of so many players pulled out because of injuries.
So weird. So,
Yeah.
so weird. But yeah, I think that the whole reason why the kind of tournament was amended, well, the timing of the tournaments were amended, was to give players more rest, like in between. But I think it was, who was it that said, I think it was Caroline Garcia, actually. She said that basically, like, it just doesn't really make sense because they're just wait players are just waiting around, like, and there's not much for them to do in terms of if they're not playing doubles and they're just in the singles draw, like, yeah, it's kind of pointless just having a day, maybe
Yes.
sometimes 2 days off, like before they play another match. So it's tough. It's a tough one. And like you said, if there's like withdrawals or like, yeah, rain delays and stuff, like that also makes things
Yeah.
worse.
Yeah, I think, oh, thank God we didn't have too many rain delays. If not, this would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, no, it's because they do have roofed courts, don't they?
True,
So they're kind of able to, yeah, counteract that.
yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about Felix Auger-Aliassime, man. His first ATP Masters final, or yeah, appearance in a final anyway, at Masters 1000 level. And yeah, he had an interesting kind of run to that final. Again, so Felix being he, I think he was outside the top. Yeah, he was definitely outside the top
He
30
was,
at the
yeah.
start. So he wasn't seeded. So he literally had to start from the first round, where he beat Yoshihito Nishioka in three sets. And then it was Adrian Mannarino in straights, bageled him in the first, which is great. And then Jakub Mensik, the 18-year-old Czech, who like everyone's kind of talking about at the moment, that's where the kind of retirement started. So Felix won the first set 6-1, and then they started the second set, and then Mensik retired at one love down, which is a shame. And then round of 16, that's where the kind of big win came against Casper Ruud, who was coming off the back of winning, was it Barcelona?
I
Pretty
believe,
sure
yeah,
he,
Barcelona.
yeah.
What's that place again? Monte Carlos. Was it not? No, Monte Carlos
It
was
was no,
Tsitsipas. Sorry,
it
Monte
was
Carlos was
Barcelona.
Tsitsipas. Barcelona was Ruud. Sorry, I was
Yeah, because
confusing.
he beat
Yeah.
Tsitsipas in that final, did
In that
Ruud.
final.
So he
That's
was
it,
coming
sorry.
in, well, off the back of some good form, and obviously he loves to play. So I think everybody was kind of looking at that match with Felix, thinking, okay, this is going to be probably a straightforward win for Casper Ruud. Felix had other ideas. 6-4, 7-5 victory. And I was like, yes, we're back. Like Felix is back now. And then the quarter final was supposed to be against the second seed, Jannik Sinner. But yeah, Sinner withdrew before, well, he pulled out the tournament at that point, which is a shame.
Yeah, he was
And
injured.
he's also pulled out of Rome as well, which isn't
Yeah, he
great
did.
for him. So it was a walk over into the semi-finals. And there he was supposed to, well, he met Yuri Lehechka, the 31st seed, who beat Rafa Nadal en route. Do you remember? And yeah, unfortunately there, they played six games, so it was 3-all, and then Lehechka retired
Yeah, I was watching it. Yeah. He
at
looked
3-all.
really uncomfortable.
He was
Like, it
very
was
distraught as
bad.
well.
Yeah, it looked
Yeah,
bad.
and then Felix gave him a nice hug at the net as well. And again, with Felix too, to show you like the kind of, obviously everyone kind of praises his character and like just the way he is as a person.
I mean,
Like,
even Rublev did at the on the
yeah, and
during
I
his
did love that. I mean,
final.
we'll talk about that as well. But I just love how after that Lehechka match, he was like, you know what, this isn't really about me. Like my opponents just had to like withdraw from the potentially one of the biggest matches of his life, like at this point. So
Especially
like
after
just,
beating Nadal as well.
Exactly. Like I just love how he kind of took everything, like he just made it all about like Lehechka's unfortunate withdrawal. But yeah, and then we get to that final against Rublev, the eighth seed. Oh, Lucy, it was tough. It was so tough, man. so tough. And I was watching that as well, like not in the best, not in the best condition. But yeah, when he won that first set, I was like, okay, we're in here. Like,
Yeah, because the first set he was even leading up 4-1.
this is the thing, exactly.
He was hitting like his serves at the first couple, like the first two set. Like it was just amazing. Like his serves during that match was probably like one of the best I've seen in a very long time, especially the first set. Like he was
Yeah.
hitting a lot of body serves, and that was like Rublev was not liking that. Like he just couldn't do anything with it. But for after that 4-1, his service game was just like a bit like, you know, because Rublev was just getting up and just, you know, getting in there and stuff.
Do you
But
think the
then,
nerves kind of got to him, as in Felix, like as that set was going? Because like you said, he was a double break up, and then Rublev did kind of
I
force a
really
comeback.
don't, I generally don't think so. I
Okay.
don't think it was the nerves. I think it's more to do with experience. Rublev is, you know, a top player.
Yeah.
And
And
like we
he
said
has won,
earlier,
he's won a Masters 1000 before as well.
you
Yeah.
know, I just think it's just one of them things, you know, because he knew what he was doing was right. Like he wasn't doing it's just towards the end. Like for example, that I can't remember if it was the first or second set. No, that second set, sorry, that second set when Rublev won it. When you even throughout the match, or even when you look at the numbers, like they were really like kind of head to head. They were
Yeah, it
not
was
doing
tight.
he anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really tight. The only thing that he just needed to work on was the unforced errors, and unfortunately, that's what he couldn't really work on during that final set. So that's why I
Yeah.
don't. So maybe it isn't, but I don't personally think it was the nerves. It's kind of hard to know with Felix because, like I said, I've said this on the pod so many times. He's a very hard person to read. So that's why I can't really jump into nerves for me personally. I just think it's one of the things that I've always felt like he needed to work on anyways, is to knowing how to deal with his unforced errors and double faults and stuff, especially at important moments, because those unforced errors were going high during that final set. And that final set is a very important final set. Like
Yeah,
we
but
need to
again,
turn it
he was
down.
cramping in that final set, man. Like,
People
so he
were
wasn't,
saying that, but
yeah.
I didn't really clock it personally.
Yeah, because he was getting like treatment on his every changeup, he was getting his legs rubbed
He was
down. Like,
getting rubbed down,
yeah.
yeah. So I maybe that probably distracted him, definitely.
But also, and this was kind of said after the match too, with the Sky Sports team, like the tension of everything, it has an effect on the body in terms of like
That's
just.
true.
And you would know as well, like being a fitness girl, like the body does, it's a weird thing in terms of how it
Yeah, no.
reacts in certain
I don't
situations.
disagree with that. Yeah, no. 100%, especially that people will probably look at him as like, well, you had mad walkovers. Your body rested
Exactly.
enough. You shouldn't be fit.
Yeah.
And that's one, and it's gonna sound bad, but that's one of the reasons why I wasn't too upset that he won. Because I'm not gonna lie, Eugene. Like, I know we should look at the positive,
Yeah.
but at the back of my mind, I was thinking, if this guy wins this match, we will not hear. We will not like. We will literally just be hearing nonsense.
I hear you. Like,
Non
there'll be an
stop.
asterisk.
They
Yeah.
will be like on it, especially respectfully, Rublev fans, because I didn't know Rublev fans were just, you know, all like that. It would have been crazy, honestly speaking. They would have
Really?
been
It's funny.
talking
It's, yeah,
chatting,
it's funny you
which
say.
is
And
annoying because even before Madrid Open, he was playing well. I remember watching the BMW Open. Although he didn't win that, obviously, he was still like playing well. Even in Madrid, the matches that he played, he still did a job. He bageled what's his name?
Mannarino.
That Marino and obviously some people might say, yeah, it's just him, but he's been on
Mannarino is
smoke
a
this
solid
year.
player, man. Yeah.
He's a solid player. He's very well experienced. You know, and he's been really playing well, surprisingly, as better than he has in a very long time this year. So, you know, he beat Ruud, who just literally won a title, and he's really good on clay. But you know how people are, they're gonna forget all of that.
So
So
I do want to pick up on what Lucy, because I hear what you're saying about people being on Felix if he did win the title. But then for me, that's the beauty of like our platform. Do you understand? Because we kind of have the, I don't want to say power, like we're like, it's not that. But we can force a conversation to go the way we want it to go, if that makes sense. So that's why when we posted that thing on Twitter and I posted it again on IG, I was like, well, yeah, of course the results are going to read with the walkovers and the retirements. But at the same time, this is the first time he's reached an ATP Masters final. And also, it's not like, apart from the Cinematch, which was the only walkover, for every single one of those matches he played, he had to be out there and be ready to play on court, and he was. Do you understand? So there's like a certain level of, I say certain, there's a level of preparation that you have to go through in order to be ready for a match. He was ready to play in all of those matches apart from the Sinner walkover. That's it. So I think he deserves immense credit regardless. And of course, yeah, you can say, yeah, he got some early retirements. Listen, that's sport. Like, sport is a weird thing. Like, some odd,
True.
unexplainable things happen in sport. Like, that's just how it is. So I would have been ready if he won, if Felix won Madrid, I would have been ready to back it, like,
To
till
be
the
fair,
end.
someone tried to be cheeky on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it, talking about like I can't remember the tweet exactly, but it was somewhere along the lines of like, oh, this might be like the biggest, if he wins the title, it might be like one of the
Yeah, I saw
biggest
that. Uche,
scam.
my
And
boy, Uche showed me at work when I was,
but
because
you
I
know
was in the
what's
office
mad?
on
The quote tweets were
the
full of people defending him. And I was like,
day.
Don't think because, don't think. And that's what I love about, especially like the black tennis Twitter. It's like, they might be all like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're like losing this or that. But if one person chats crap about
They're
one
on
of the
you.
black players, they're
Yeah.
on you. So respect to black tennis Twitter, man. Like for real, like they were really standing up for Felix for real. But shout out to Felix, he's
Oh,
done well.
100%. Back in
But
the
to
top 20
me, I
now.
feel back in the top 20. But for me, I feel like the best news of all.
Here we go.
I haven't
Go
really
on.
smiled this pod, but look how I'm smiling. Look how I'm smiling. You see that? That is the smile of victory and freedom, and the
Freedom dinner.
freedom of Tony Nadal. Uncle Tony Nadal is okay. We had this conversation off mic, right? You said, he said like, he's off the team. I'm saying to you that he said it indirectly. In fact, let me show you. Shout out to Yasmin Saeed. She's the one who posted it
Yeah, the Daily
first
Express, yeah.
on Daily Express. But I am pretty sure. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't say that he's not part of the team, but he said it very indirectly.
I
Like, you
hear
know, that.
what you're saying, Lucy, but like, for me, what more, how do you want him to say it? Like, you want him to say, oh, fuck
True.
Tony Nadal?
No,
Like,
well, yeah. Yeah, how about that? Why not? Sometimes a little bit of chaos is not, is, you know, I'm joking. He said, so I think Yasmin must have asked him, and then he said, my coach has been here this whole tournament. Frederick is on court, blah blah blah. And he said, and no, Tony's back home. So far, we are traveling just this team together. With Tony no longer a part of the team, Felix dad, blah blah blah. Okay, so he okay. So it kind of confirms it. But I
Exactly.
wish, no. But I don't want it to be
You want it to be
that.
explicit.
Exactly. Save your chest. Say, no,
Oh,
Tony Nadal
Lucy.
has been fired from my team and he's no longer here. Thank you for your services, or thank you not. But no, he is no longer here. There's no law, he's not traveling with me. What does that mean?
He's not
Say it
traveling
fully.
anymore.
Say it fully, but it shows to you again what people have been saying about Felix is a nice, respectful guy. I get it.
Exactly.
But you can be respectful by saying someone got fired. They didn't do their damn job. Hello? You're not doing your job. You are fired. So if Felix is not going to say it, guys, I'm going to say it for you. Tony Nadal has been fired. I'm joking.
Damn, Lucy's confirming news, you know.
But
Unconfirmed
no.
confirmation from Lucy.
Unconfirmed information. He's no longer part of the team, but in my little head, my little world, he has been fired. We have fired him
What
anyways.
do you make of that as well, though, with like him saying that his dad's going to be traveling more? Because I like that. Because a lot of people don't necessarily like the whole parent coach thing. I'm a big fan. And do you know one thing again, and we're going to go back to Shelton quickly. Look at him and his dad. Obviously, his dad was a pro, so it's
This
different
is
to a
what,
level. But
I
at the
think
same
for
time, I
me,
think it's important to have a family member with you traveling throughout the year.
I'm not mad at it. I think the issue is people always compare the fathers or the parents to one father. I don't even need to say his name. You guys
Of
already know who I'm
course,
talking
yeah, of
about. I don't
course.
even need to say his name. That man. But I think with Felix's case, though, I think the reason why for him is different is because even when they announced the Tony Nadal thing, some people were even saying, yeah, great, but get rid of the entire team. I personally don't really, I don't know. I'm not, I think Frederick has done well. I think maybe adding another person that can do the job. I'm not too sure. I'm 50-50 about getting rid of the entire team, but I know that getting rid of Tony Nadal was going to do some wonders for him. Because Felix is an amazing player on clay, hence why when he brought in Tony Nadal, we were so excited. We were like, it's going to take him to a next level.
Win the French.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, his dad is there to, like help him out, whatever. Like, no one, I don't think his dad is his end goal to help him out in a lot of things. Parents themselves know. I mean, just like on that Vogue feature with Coco, it was Coco's dad who went to grab
Grab,
Brad. Do
yeah.
you get what I mean? So the parents themselves, they know what's better, except that one parent. The parents themselves knows that they need to bring in other people to, take them to that next level. And I think that's what Felix need. I don't know. I just don't know if I agree yet that he needs to change his entire team. I won't be mad if he does. I'm just happy that the main person that needs to get out, needs to be out of there is out of there. I've wanted
No.
that man out for good 2 years now. Like, come on.
Oh God, I'm happy for you, Lucy. I'm happy for
Thank
you.
you. Thank you.
Let's talk about the women now in Madrid. So we should mention, I want to talk about Robin Montgomery, actually. She was a wild card. 19 years old now, and say she is. And yeah, she made a run to the third round. And I think she was kind of the story of the first week. Well, on the women's side anyway. Just
She was.
the matches she played and like how she won as well, like
Yeah.
just
And
really,
just to add
really.
to that, she actually did play Aru before. She played against Russ. And even when she was there, she was playing, she was moving well. She just had like a few errors, like her serves were like great and stuff. Well, I mean, sorry, like, her serves could have improved like just a little bit, but she was like, she was fine trying to find ways to break her. So like the way she was moving, you wouldn't even really think like, oh shoot, this is her first time. That was her first time playing on clay. That was like a clay debut. So even this Madrid
Really?
Open
Oh, at WTA
as a WTA, yeah, like a WTA thing.
250.
So yeah, so that was so I'm happy that she played that because then I feel like that gave her the push to play the way that she played when she was at the Madrid Open.
Yeah, no, well said. Because she also came through qualifying as well in Rouen,
Yeah.
so it's good to mention that. But yeah, in Madrid, yeah, so she won two matches. Obviously, she lost in the third round to Sabalenka, world number two. But again, and she gave Sabalenka a bit of a scare. But before we talk about that, really impressed to see her win against Katie Bolter, who was a 26th seed from Great Britain, because she lost that first set 6-1. But then, yeah, came back and won 6-3, 6-4. And obviously, Bolter's a top. She's a top 30 player. I think she was ranked, well, yeah, she's 28 in the world, I think. And yeah.
She was seeded 26 then for
But
the
yeah,
tournament
I
anyways.
think she's ranked in, I think she's 28 in the world.
Right.
Whereas Montgomery at this point, I think she's 100 and, I think she was in the 160s at the time in Madrid. 183 she was, so she's now up to 159 after the well, off the back of reaching the third round, and then yeah, that Sabalenka match, like she lost the first set again 6-1, and then won the second,
Tiebreak.
in a tie break, yeah, and had Sabalenka like basically shook.
She played her so well. Like the level that she was playing at against a player like Sabalenka, we're talking about a two-time Grand Slam champion. She is the one who just literally won the recent Grand Slam.
Exactly, yeah.
Is and Sabalenka, like she's a hitter. Like,
Big
she get
hitter.
a big hitter and someone like Robin, who does not have that much of an experience, can feel could easily feel that intimidation from Sabalenka. Because I'm not gonna lie, like, no matter how strong I am, if I'm playing a player like Sabalenka and I'm just starting up, like building up, I'll be like, what the hell's going on? But she was
Definitely.
playing there like she
She's been there
belonged there and
before.
stuff. Like,
Exactly,
she's been there
yeah.
before. Yeah. I'm happy she got that type of match early.
Yeah.
And especially playing someone like her and beating like a seeded player. And don't get me wrong, like, Kay has been playing really well the last couple of months as well. So that was another big win for her to do that. So for her to do that and then take the top player into three sets, who ended up even being at the final at the end. Come on.
And nearly winning, yeah, great point,
Nearly
exactly.
winning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So shout out to her. Shout out to Francis for being there as well.
Yeah, that was nice to see, yeah.
He was
Because obviously
there
they're from
like,
the same area, the DC,
yeah.
I think it's JTCC tennis camp, which is like kind of where they played as kids.
Right.
So, yeah. And man, I'm really impressed with Robin Montgomery. And obviously she's someone we've kind of been speaking about for a while, from juniors. Like she's a former junior US Open champion. And there's kind of been talk about her game like for a minute. So it's nice to kind of see her transition now to the WTA tour. I'm so sorry if you can hear my washing machine in the background. It's doing a madness.
We can't hear
So,
it,
oh,
anything,
good,
you know.
good. But yeah, like I'm very excited to see kind of what the future holds for Montgomery. Lefty as well, which is like always interesting to see like lefties on the tour. And like you said, like she's still developing, so a lot to be excited about.
For
Let's
sure.
talk. Let's talk about some round of 16 exits now. So Coco Gauff, who was the third seed, she lost to Madison Keys, who reached the semi-final. Which, to be fair, we should talk about Madison Keys because she reached the semi-finals. So let's talk about Madison.
Yeah, Madison Keys is so funny. That girl was literally just chilling, and then boom, she comes back and like playing like she's been active for a lot. I was
Saying
like,
lights
rah.
out.
Yeah, like no, honestly, I personally missed a lot of her matches. This is the only issue about the European tournaments. They're during working hours. The amount of
For
times I'm
us,
watching these
yeah.
matches during these meetings that I'm being into. But yeah, but no, like Keys has actually like she made it all the way to the bloody semi-finals. And she lost to obviously to Iga, who, you know,
Eventual
when she's on
champ.
clay, she's some I mean she won that title, but on clay alone, she means like business, you know. She had another intense match against like Jabeur and stuff. I mean, Jabeur
Got
literally
bagel,
like
got
bageled
bagel
the
in the
first
first
set.
set.
Yeah. And then, you know, she picked that back up like crazy. But nah, man, she's honestly like I was really surprised by her level.
Yeah.
She's playing with a lot more, what's the word? Like,
Like freedom, I guess.
is that the word that I'm looking for? I guess, yeah. I don't all I know is that her tactics are just like different now. Like she's really moving different right now. So yeah, again, I can't really discuss too much of her playing style because I did miss quite a few of her matches. But from the highlights,
Yeah.
when I was watching it, she was honestly moving like really well and stuff, and is like she knows what to do whenever things are not going her way.
Yeah. Because
So yeah.
she's also won titles on clay. Like she's won Charleston a few
Yeah, she's won
times.
Charleston a
So
few times. Yeah, but it's still surprising, like the way like she hasn't played a lot this year, and yet
yeah.
she's swung through. And she had like really tough draws. I mean, especially for Madrid, she had, I think the first round she had like Begu, and then she had
Samsonova, who beat
Samsonova.
Osaka the round before.
Yeah, should be yeah that she had Jabeur, she had Goff, and then she had Iga at the semi-finals. So like she I feel like she had like another player aside from Iga semi-final, she probably would have been in that final anyways.
It's a good point.
I feel like she would
Yeah.
have, yeah, if it was any other player, I think she would have made it to the final, to be
Did you see
honest.
any of the golf matches in Golf and Keys?
I am trying to
It was quite topsy-turvy.
remember. Yeah. I think I missed that match. I'm not gonna lie.
Because I had it on, I was at work, but I had it on,
Yeah, I
and
was at work. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Goff was leading at one point.
Goff was leading the second set.
Yeah, she won the second set, Goff.
Yeah, she won the second set. Yeah.
And then I think in the third, I think she was a break up, as in Goff. And
Sorry, no,
then,
I did watch the match. I did watch the match. I did. I think
yeah.
I missed the first set or something like that. But yeah, I did watch it. Yeah.
Because yeah, Goff, I'm pretty sure, was a break up in the third. And I thought, okay, yeah, she's gonna win this. But
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keys just fought back. And I was like, fair play.
She did, yeah.
So yeah, I think everything you've said is pretty much on point, like spot on,
Yeah.
with
She's
Keys.
playing
Like,
at Rome anyway, so yeah.
yeah, no, of course. And I think she's kind of changed or switched up her approach in terms of, not to get like too technical, but like she was speaking on the tennis channel about, talking about her rackets, like how she's changed the setup with her rackets, so it's allowed her to kind of get more power. And I do like geeky stuff like that, because it's like, it's such technical information, but like it's a real kind of insight into like why players play the way they play. Like sometimes when you do see like a massive change in like level or approach to a match. So I think she's just basically in a place now where she's just so comfortable, like with just her whole kind of setup around her, and she's just got that confidence to kind of go out there and compete, which is fantastic. So we really should have opened, well, after Felix, started with Keys, because yeah, I've got that wrong in the rundown. My bad. But yeah, shouts out to Keys, man, for reaching the semi-finals. Coco Gauff, like you were saying, so she fell in the third round to Keys. But yeah, she did end up, well, she started the tournament bageling Arantxa Rus in the first, well, the second round, because she got a bye. Which was just so funny to me. Like, when players do bagel or win matches, love and love, I do find it funny. I don't know why, but yeah, like she was just in a hurry.
That was a nice one. That yeah, she did not want to waste no time.
Was not hanging around at all. Jasmine Paolini, she also registered a bagel for herself as well, so she was the 12th seed. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but yeah, she had her little brother in the players box, like cheering her on, which was quite cute. So we did ask her if, well, we asked her to confirm, and she said, yeah, that was her brother, like there with her in Madrid, which is very, very cute. But she ended up losing to Mira Andreeva, the teenage Russian, who's like, again, everyone's been talking about her for a minute now as well.
Yeah, that during that match, I'm not gonna lie, something was distracting Paolini.
You think so?
Yeah, something like she was the errors
Did
that
she?
she was
I thought
making.
she looked pretty on it.
She looked on it.
First
No,
set, she
I'm
was
not.
on
I'm not
it.
saying she wasn't. She
Okay.
looked on it, but I just feel like some of the mistakes that she was doing, I was just like, whoa, like something. Like I don't know. As I was watching the match, I was just like, something is off here, because from Stuttgart to like even before that match, Paolini was playing like in like. When she was hitting that ball, all you could hear was just her hitting literally the ball. Like she was moving crazy. I don't know what happened during that match, the Andreeva match, but I've something must have been distracting her. I personally feel like something was off, because even her, she was when she was making some of the errors, she was like, "What the hell is going on?" Or maybe it was just a bad day, just like one of them days was just that, you know, things are not working. And Andreeva seems like a type of player where if you play her, you're just gonna be annoyed. Like she's like, you know when
It's
little
always
kids
there.
just, you know when kids just, because she's a kid, you know when kids just annoying you. You're just like, ugh. And that's, this is no dig to Andreeva. She's a fantastic
Oh,
player.
super
We
talent, yeah.
watched her play last year against Keys at Wimbledon. Keys did beat her, but she's really good. She's really talented for her age. But yeah, man. But yes, something was off with Paolini that day. She definitely wasn't playing as well as she did in the other matches. Not saying that she didn't
Well, I
at
mean,
all.
the round before, she definitely didn't play as well as she played the round before, because that was against Garcia, and she played off the court. So I hear you. I take your point. Like, clearly there was, yeah, I don't know
But she,
what exactly, but
Yeah, but so far she's been playing really well. I'm looking forward to her playing at Rome
Yeah,
because
a
you
home
know that's her
tournament.
home and stuff.
Exactly.
Exactly. And she's had such a fantastic year. So yeah. But
Man,
still shout out
it's
to her.
beautiful. It's beautiful to see because she's literally on the verge of breaking into the top 10.
She is.
Like, can you,
She
Lucy, can you
is.
imagine?
She could be at the WTA finals. I'm calling it.
How mad.
I'm calling it. Pearlene is going to be at
Oh,
the WTA
man. That's a
finals
great
this year.
shout. That is such a great shout.
She's going to be at the WTA finals this year. I'm calling it. Yep.
I feel like a proud, like, big brother.
I know, right? I
Oh,
know, I
that's a
know.
great way to finish that segment.
Actually, no, before we wrap it up,
Go
in
on.
terms of Madrid Open or Madrid Open, we had Coco and Taylor Townsend playing together
Oh, of course, of
doubles.
course, of course, of
And
course.
they
I did
literally
actually
made
watch.
it.
Yeah, I watched them
Yeah.
against Sands and Kenin, and they won that
I
in.
watched their first one
Okay.
against Bondar and Fingy. Yeah, that one was really good. So yeah, they made it all the way to the quarterfinals. I think that's really good considering it's their first time playing like
Yeah, that could
together and
definitely be a
stuff.
team, 100%.
Because I know Coco's 100% looking for a good partner right now because obviously her girl has not been Pegula has been injured. She's not been playing.
Yeah, she's pulled out of Rome too, hasn't she?
She's pulled out. Yeah, she's still not feeling 100%. So I know Coco's looking for someone, and I won't be mad if it's Taylor Townsend. Taylor Townsend has great records. She's been in Grand Slam double finals, U.S. Open, French
I
Open.
mean, it would make sense, 100%.
It
Yeah.
will make sense. They're
Two
both great
Americans.
clay players. Yet yeah, two Americans. They get like they already have a relationship, and I feel like that makes obviously a massive difference as well.
Yeah.
Taylor knows how to quickly work with. I mean, she's literally won titles with so many different partners. So she looks like when you're, she looks like she's the leader in like the
Oh,
doubles
definitely.
thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like whoever she's with don't even take it the wrong way because she's I mean the numbers are there. She's even
Yeah.
it's either she's won the titles or she's made it really far. And for them to be playing together for the first time, reaching the quarterfinals at Madrid Open, that's pretty big. I think they should test it out for the French Open if they're gonna
No,
do
well said.
doubles.
I
Because
completely agree.
I know Rome Coco is playing with someone else for at Rome.
I've not looked at the doubles draw, so I don't know.
She's surprisingly playing with a with the Australian
Oh, really? Not an
em
American?
no Emmy R Ritif
Rutcliffe.
is it Rutcliffe?
I think so.
Rutliff? The
Yeah.
Australian. Yeah. They're playing
Okay.
together. I think, oh, you never know. Maybe Coco's trying to recruit and see because it's like, bro, I'm pretty sure she went in thinking she's gonna be with
Jesse
what's her name?
Pegula.
With Pegula, yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, but fingers crossed, we shall see.
Interesting. But no, well done for mentioning that because that is a great shout. And obviously we do love Taylor Townsend on this podcast. Rome, let's go to Rome then. Should we start with the men and women?
Let's have the men.
So yeah, no, I mean your boy Novak's back.
Ugh.
His
Look
first
how
event.
peaceful and great was not seeing him around.
His first event since Monte Carlo. Because when I was looking at the draw, I was like, hang on a minute. He wasn't in Madrid, but then
He's
I
no
just
he was
looked
no
at
Madrid boy.
His activity for the year. He's only played the Australian and Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Monte Carlo, I remember I watched
And
that
no, I think he
match.
played. Did he play Indian Wells? I think he played Indian Wells. So he's only played Masters and Grand Slams. No 250s, no 500s.
He
So we
doesn't
know,
really
like.
play the, but Novak is like Serena now. He doesn't play. He only
Yeah,
plays the higher titles, which
yeah.
I mean it makes sense, but now it doesn't make sense anymore because boy, these little boys are beating your
Yeah.
ass.
So yeah, Novak's back in the draw. He's the top seed with Alcaraz missing and Sinner.
Yes.
But yeah, from a black spin perspective, we've got Ben Shelton, who's the 12th seed, so he gets all the seeds obviously get buys into the second round. So Shelton will start against either Pavel Kotov or his compatriot Alex Mikkelsen. Felix now seeded 18th, which is great to see. He'll start against either Stanislas Wawrinka or a qualifier. So that's not easy for Stanislas. And Stan hasn't had the best of years. Like
But I swear he's beaten him before.
Who, Felix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but I'm saying, like, obviously Stanislas, that's a Grand Slam champion. I know he's obviously a lot older now.
I think
But yeah, and
he's
he's been
got that.
struggling this year too. Like, he's not had many wins in
Yeah.
2024. So potentially a good draw for Felix. Then we've got Tiafoe, the 22nd seed. So he's got either Dominic Kopfer, who he actually lost to earlier this year. I want to say
Okay.
in Miami. Or was it Acapulco? Anyway, he lost him earlier this year. So it's either Kopfer or Andrea Vevasori of Italy. And I want to say we saw him play Vevasori at Wimbledon in
Who,
20,
Francis?
yeah, in 2019, the year we weren't there as press. I'm pretty sure it was Vevasori he played in that first round. Do you remember? It was like one of the outside courts.
Okay,
I'm gonna check
I don't,
back.
I don't remember, but maybe,
I'm gonna check back.
um.
It was 20 or 2022. Was it 2022? It was 2022 because obviously we were there last year.
Yeah, 2022, 2019,
Yeah,
he
I'm
was
pretty sure it was
sent.
2022, but I'll check that anyway and come back to you. Arthur Theis, 31st seed again, so he's got to buy into the second round. He'll start against either Marton Fucsovics or a qualifier. Theis too, we should mention he's been struggling with some injuries. Or an injury. He lost in the second round in Madrid. Again, he had a bye because he was seeded. He lost to Daniel Altmaier of Germany, who he's played now, I want to say, three or four times already. Very frustrating opponent, Altmaier, because again, he's just always there. So hopefully Fils is okay in terms of, like, well, for the French mainly, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And yeah, hopefully he can put some matches together in Rome. Gael Monfils, so he'll start against the qualifier. I've not looked to see if the draw has been updated. Let me just check that now, because it probably has. Rome. That's the beauty when you're like, when we're podding from home, we could
True.
just get on a laptop. Monfils. Yes. So, oh, wow. Okay. So he's got Thiago Monteiro, who's a qualifier. The Brazilian,
Ooh.
who many people have asked, like, why don't we like talk about Montero?
Hey,
Go
this is Africa's people
on.
live
But Lucy, to be
stream.
fair, he is, like, for me, it's in the hair. Like, he's not an Afro Brazilian. Do you
He's
understand? Of course he's Brazilian, but he's not an African Brazilian. And it's because of the hair.
exactly. So this is a African people live stream.
But shouts out to
But
Montero. I
shout
do
out
like
to
him.
Montero.
I do
Shout
like
out to
him.
him. Shout out to all of our Afro Latina and
Oh,
that. But for now, this is an African people live stream. Thank you very much, guys.
and Christopher Eubanks too, our guy Christopher. He has a qualifier. I'm just going to check who that is.
I just saw
Eubanks.
it now and I lost it.
Frenchman.
Terence Atman.
Love that. One more time for the French.
Terence Atman.
So a qualifier from France. He sounds young as well, because I have seen the name. How old is he? Yeah, 22. He's a young boy. So that's Eubanks' first round opponent in Rome. Because yeah, Eubanks isn't seeded. And then for the women, we've got Goff being the third seed. So she'll take on either Magdalena Freck or Aisling Kruger, her compatriot, in the second round again, because she gets a bye. Paolini, the number 11 seed. Look at that. That's incredible. She'll take on either Petra Martic or Maya Sharif. And then we've got Keys, the 18th seed. She'll take on Carmela Osorio. She won earlier, actually, before we jumped on to record this. So that's Keys Osorio in the second round, and then we've got Naomi Osaka.
Well, that might be a tough one, sorry.
She's got Clara Burrell, yeah.
Osorio, sometimes she can be dangerous.
Oh, you're saying for Keys? Yeah.
Especially on clay.
Yeah. But I mean, Keys is playing well, like, she's coming off the back
No,
of the
yeah, that's what I'm
Madrid
saying, yeah.
semi, so
I think that's going to be like an interesting match for sure.
yeah. And then Osaka, Clara Burrell of France again. Townsend, she's also got a qualifier. Let's see who that is, because they would have been placed now. Okay, so she's got Brenda Frihitova, teenager from Czech Republic,
Okay, cool.
17-year-old. So decent draws, I guess. And Rome, I think you prefer Rome, don't you, to Madrid?
Oh, the
Or
two,
you're indifferent?
definitely.
Okay.
Oh, the two, definitely.
So we'll
I'm a
see.
bit indifferent, but if I have to pick out of the two,
Yeah,
I would love to go to Rome in person.
I remember you saying, yeah.
I think next year we can go.
I was going to say, we'll try and make that happen. We should. We need to go to like a master's event in Europe,
We should.
100%.
Yeah, like we're local.
Yeah, no, indeed, indeed. All right, Lucy, pressure.
Sorry. I'm just looking for a trip to Italy so I can eat some nice food. Listen, I love me some Italian food. Okay, that's my favorite cuisine. So it's not just about the tennis, believe me. I need
Fair
me some
play.
good pasta and pizza and ravioli and them lot.
Just give me some Sampanebbuna lemonade for me, and I'm good.
Exactly. Yep.
But yeah, I think that wraps up Lucy, to be fair.
How have you felt about the clay season so far?
It's been cool. Like obviously seeing Felix reach the Madrid final, that was huge. And like we said, with like Montgomery too kind of being the story for, well, for me anyway, for that first week on the women's side. It was good. We didn't really speak about Osaka. It was good to see her. She got a win as well. I think she lost to Samsonova in the third round. I don't know if did you see that match against Samsonova?
I don't think I watch any of Osaka's matches on clay. I only watch
Okay.
the highlights because they were during some of my working times. But also, personally, I've always felt like Osaka is more like people. What her fans are watching the matches and they're like, "Oh my gosh! Like, please, like, just win through." But I'm someone where I've always felt like she is best. Out of clay and grass, of course. I'm not counting hard court. Grass is for her.
So
So
we'll see.
I'm not that respectfully, not in a rude or saying that she can't win or I'm not gonna support if she doesn't win. I'm more focused on her during grass season
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
than during the clay because I mean, literally the first time I watched Osaka, it was a grass tournament. I was just like, who is this girl and why is she moving so well? So I've always seen her more on grass, and she's already signed up to like at least two grass tournaments already.
Very exciting, yeah.
One, I can't remember the other one. I know the one is Eastbourne. But at least she's playing. She's
Yeah.
trying to get some of her matches in and stuff. When she signed up for Rune, a lot of the fans were excited because everyone was like 250, 250, 250, 250. She did. So looking forward to her at Rome.
Yeah, no, definitely. So yeah, I'm to answer your question, like I'm enjoying it, and obviously I know the French is like around the corner now too, so it's exciting. I know you have your kind of own views about the French Open, but yeah, how have you found like the clay
I have
court
my own views
season?
of French Open, but I'm looking forward to the French Open this year because I feel like a lot of the black players are doing really well as
It's a great
well. Like
shout,
we've
yeah.
already won two titles, even the ones who are not winning, they're passing through like crazy. Like that shift from, because remember I told you the first couple of months I was really not feeling it. Like I was just like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like give me something. And
Do you know
even
who
outside
else
of
we need to mention? Sorry, Lucy, because you just mentioned about black players doing well. We forgot to, I should have put him in there. But Frenchman, Giovanni Mepeshi-Perricard,
He won
winning
the
like
title.
two challenges, like back to back in Mexico. And they were hardcore events, but still, like challenger level, then it's the ATP tour. So he's literally on the brink of like kind of breaking through. And I'm pretty sure he'll get a wild card into the French Open. So it'd be great to see him at the French.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry
But
to
yeah,
cut you.
but No, no, yeah. But even aside from that, like Tsitsipas even winning at Monte Carlos, Ruud winning his title, Montgomery going far. The WTA still giving us entertaining matches. Like I feel like at Madrid, most of my favorite matches were the women matches. Like the fact that we again had, like I think the quarterfinals for the draws of the quarterfinals of the Madrid Open was just crazy. Like it was looking good. Like we're like, yeah, we're eating. Like this is good. Stuttgart was the same thing. The final, we literally had a top two seed players, even though I missed the match. I have this thing of being at a bombless brunch during a final, a
Well,
woman's
that's
final.
you, Lucy. Like,
I don't, you know what, guys? Like, I've told my friends, stop inviting me outside. Like, it's enough. But it was bank holiday weekend. The Monday was off for our US listeners. So, yeah, I went to eat and drink. I did miss the match, but I must live my life too. But yeah, but like now I'm honestly like I'm looking forward to the French Open. I'm not gonna lie, I'm
no,
looking forward to the
same.
French Open. So
Same. And then after
yeah.
that, obviously, it's all go for us in terms of grass. So, yeah, crazy, crazy
Our
time.
season.
Crazy, crazy time,
Our
man.
season. Yeah.
But yeah, guys, thanks again for tapping in as usual. And yeah, we are going to try to bring you more kind of frequent episodes. So just kind of watch
Yeah,
this space, I guess.
after Rome, we're
Yeah,
definitely
we'll be
doing.
doing a rundown, obviously, and then a preview of the French. So yeah, more. More pods coming for your head top.
For
Is
sure.
that a Drake line? Oh shit, what have I said?
I
Let me
don't.
not.
Oh, yeah, don't. We
Listen,
don't talk about Drake here.
we ain't picking sides as well.
Don't
I'm
talk
not.
about. We are. Whoa.
I ain't picking sides.
I am picking side because, as Kendrick said, you better not speak on Serena. No, you better not speak on Serena.
Come to West
Hello,
Side, huh?
come
West
to the West Side.
Side.
West Side. Hey, we creep walking right here. Honestly,
Lucy,
shouting
stop
to.
it.
I'm
This
just
is turning into
saying.
that
I'm just
radar
saying.
quickly.
Hey,
Okay.
hey, 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 hey.
Okay.
It's Team Kendrick around here. Okay, shout out to the Team Kendrick. Aubrey Angels. Yeah, hold it off still.
Chill, chill, chill. But yeah, guys, man, thank you so much for tapping in. And yeah, we look forward to recording again soon. So look out.